أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن كفر فلا يحزنك كفره، إلينا مرجعهم فننبئهم بما عملوا، إن الله عليم بذات الصدور. نمتعهم قليلا ثم نضطرهم إلى عذاب غليظ. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله، قل الحمد لله، بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون. لله ما في السماوات والأرض، إن الله هو الغني الحميد. صدق الله العظيم. The ayah we discussed yesterday, the last ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who submit themselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They do good, then they have held on to this handhold that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has extended upon them during the course of life. In all times, in all eras, we will have various challenges with regards to our iman, and one of the greatest challenges of iman will come from the disbelievers themselves. And hence Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us a directive or two with regards to that. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever becomes a disbeliever, whoever has not accepted this deen of Islam, then his kufr, his disbelief should not grieve you. Now here there are certain issues with regards to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should understand. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's grief with regards to the disbelievers was because they had not brought iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's natural trait and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character and personality was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fikr for one and all, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was concerned of the akhirat. That is the one aspect. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it clear to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that that is not something that you should grieve with regards to the disbelievers not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will have the second scenario, and that is that they have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they will stop others from accepting Islam. They will encourage people who have accepted Islam to leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will become arrogant. They will try and attack Islam in different ways and in different manners. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُ. Let not the kufr create grief within your hearts, because the kufr will continue. You have your own path, and your path is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you continue with your deen. And إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ. Insofar as their consequences is concerned, insofar as their end is concerned, it is towards us they return. فَنُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. And we will inform them of their deeds and the actions that they had carried out. So their hisab and kitab is left unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is deep in the chest, what is deep in the breasts, what is deep in the hearts of a person. All that knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with it. Now here it doesn't mean as an ummah we should remain complacent. On the other hand, we should have concern for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam globally, locally, and in every aspect. But sometimes the issues of the world create so much of frustration in the hearts of a person that now the focus moves away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The focus moves towards what others are doing, and we forget the very simple things like turning towards Allah insofar as our ibadat is concerned, insofar as our du'as are concerned. So we need to balance that insofar as those griefs and frustrations are concerned. نُمَتِّعُهُمْ قَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have granted them the material benefits for a very short while, that they are a very short while in this world. If we look at the reality of it compared to akhirat, this world, no matter how long a person lives, is a very, very minute space of time that we will have to pass in this world. Whatever we have acquired in this world, whatever we have derived from this world, everything is very minute in comparison to the everlasting akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نُمَتِّعُهُمْ قَلِيلًا. we have granted them benefit for a short while. ثُمَّ نَضْطَرُّهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. Then we will constrict them to a severe punishment, and that is in the hereafter. So all that is left up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala also speaks about another aspect of the disbelievers, and that is, وَلَا إِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ. When you ask them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, who created the skies and the earth, لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, they will answer, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything, but they do not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power, Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala has the might, Allah has the knowledge, Allah has the wisdom to carry out the affairs of the skies and the earth, and this is where their deficiency is. So they have come that far, but they do not apply their minds further, and the reality is this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, say الْحَمْدُ, يَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ, they say certainly it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So قُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, say all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that they have understood and realized that much. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of them do not know with regards to the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the skies and the earth, one is the manufacturer of some commodities, but in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's case, Allah is not only the creator of the skies and the earth and whatever lies in between. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs whatever is in the skies and in the earth. Whatever ownership you and I have, that piece of land that we may have, that large estate that we may have, whatever we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate and the real owner. Our ownership is a mere superficial ownership that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us again for a short while. We leave this world, it's going to get transferred to someone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full sovereignty, the full kingdom, the full control over everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And despite all that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah is not in need of the sky. Allah is not in need of the earth. Allah is not in need of the wealth of this goods, of the wealth of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent, Al-Hamid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is worthy of all praise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.